Since the mid-1950s, rock music has been a driving force in popular culture and has given rise to many iconic bands. Some of the most famous rock bands, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and the Police, among countless others, have left a lasting impact on music, influencing subsequent generations and spawning numerous sub-genres within rock. And the genre has had a profound influence on popular culture as well. In fact, some lyrics have become so memorable that they have become synonymous with the band that wrote them. Still, it can be challenging to identify even some of the most well-known rock artists from a single verse. To test just how deeply your knowledge of rock and roll history goes, Stacker compiled a list of iconic rock lyrics by bands from the 1960s to the present day to see if you can guess the rockers behind the track by just one line. Only bands with multiple members are included here, so no solo acts. Songs were ordered randomly prior to publication. Ready to rock and roll? Keep scrolling to see how many iconic lyrics you know by heart. Once I had a love and it was divine, soon found out I was losing my mind. This one named band was formed with its lead singer, who goes by the same name, and a guitarist, who went on to become one of the most popular and influential new wave bands of the late 1970s and early 1980s. Blondie, Heart of Glass. Year, 1978. Album, Parallel Lines. Blondie's hit song, Heart of Glass, was originally written as a slower, more melancholic track. The band tried different versions and arrangements of the song, but they weren't happy with any of them. The band attributes producer Mike Chapman for helping them shape the song into the catchy, upbeat hit that we know today. I've been trying to make it home, got to make it before too long. This one named band has the top-selling digital track from the 20th century, with over 7 million digital copies sold in the U.S. alone. Journey. Wheel in the Sky. Year, 1978. Album, Infinity. Wheel in the Sky became one of Journey's most unforgettable tracks and has been covered by numerous artists over the years. The song originated as a poem called Wheels in My Mind, written by Journey bassist Ross Valerie's wife, Diane. The song was then expounded upon with new lyrics by Robert Fleischman and a melody written by Neil Sean, according to various interviews. According to the liner notes of Journey's Time 3 Inches compilation and two separate interviews with guitarist Neil Sean and Steve Perry, the song started as a poem called Wheels in My Mind by Diane Valerie, the wife of Journey bassist Ross Valerie. Robert Fleischman, the band's first vocalist, wrote new lyrics and Sean wrote the melody. And the Bottle's Just Begun, There's Many Lost, But Tell Me Who Has Won. This band's famous lead singer goes by just one name and is known for his humanitarian work. U2, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Year, 1983. Album, War. U2's Sunday Bloody Sunday was inspired by the events of January 30, 1972. When British soldiers opened fire on unarmed civil rights protesters in Derry, Northern Ireland, killing 13 people and injuring many others. The song is a powerful anti-war anthem expressing the band's anger and frustration at the violence and injustice that occurred on that day. Despite its heavy subject matter, Sunday Bloody Sunday became one of U2's most popular and enduring songs and is still performed at their concerts today. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. This four-man band from the United Kingdom was one of the most popular in the world in the 1960s. The Beatles, Revolution. Year, 1968. Album, B-side to Hey Jude. There are actually three different versions of the Beatles' Revolution. The first version, a slow, bluesy take on the song, was recorded in May 1968 and released on the Beatles' self-titled album, commonly known as the White Album. The second version, a faster, more rock version of the song, was recorded in July 1968 and released as the B-side to Hey Jude. The two versions of the song have slightly different lyrics and arrangements and are considered distinct recordings. I know I've felt like this before, But now I'm feeling it even more. This band's lead singer is known for her lilting Irish accent and for being a favorite of one of the main characters in the 1995 hit film, Clueless. The Cranberries, Dreams. Year, 1993. Album. Everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? The Cranberries' song, Dreams, was the band's first major hit and helped launch their career. The song was written by lead singer Dolores O'Riordan when she was just 19 and was inspired by the joy and hope she felt when she first fell in love. Dreams remains one of the Cranberries' most popular records in their catalog. I waited 8 long months, she finally set him free. This contemporary one-named band is known for its lead singer's powerful vocals, combined with its punk attitude and sound. Paramore. Misery Business. Year, 2007. Album, Riot. Paramore's Misery Business was released in 2007. In more recent years, lead singer Hayley Williams has expressed discomfort with some of the lyrics in Misery Business, particularly one about women. Williams has since said she no longer sings that line during live performances, inviting fans to sing it back to her instead. And if it's just a game, then we'll hold hands just the same. This is one of the most influential bands of the alternative rock and punk rock movements of the 1980s and early 1990s. The Replacements. I'll Be You. Year, 1989. Album. Don't Tell a Soul. The Replacements, I'll Be You, music video features a cameo from Tom Petty, a friend of the band and their music. Petty was instrumental in helping The Replacements advance early in their career and can be seen in the video holding a guitar while standing in front of a wall covered in graffiti as the band performs the song around him. Late Night, Come Home, Work Sucks, I Know. This band's drummer is now famous for being married to one of the stars of a major reality television family. Blink 182. All the Small Things. Year, 1999. Album, Enema of the State. Blink 182's All the Small Things was a single from the album, Enema of the State, and it is often cited as a defining song of the pop-punk genre. The song's famous riff was inspired by a specific band Mark Hoppus, Blink 182's bassist and vocalist, was listening to at the time, the legendary punk rock band The Ramones. She's Got a Smile That It Seems to Me, reminds me of childhood memories. This iconic American rock band was formed in Los Angeles in the mid-1980s and rose to fame over the next 2 decades with a series of rock hits, and a ballad or two. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine. Year, 1987. Album, Appetite for Destruction. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine, is widely regarded as one of the greatest rock songs of all time and was a massive commercial success, reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The iconic guitar riff that opens the track was created while Slash at home testing different notes. According to Slash, he was messing around with different riffs until he found the right notes and melody. All Systems Go, The Sun Hasn't Died, Deep in My Bones, Straight from Inside. This American rock band formed in Las Vegas in 2009 and went on to claim numerous awards, including a Grammy for Best Rock Performance. Imagine Dragons, Radioactive. Year, 2012. Album, Night Visions. Imagine Dragons, Radioactive, is one of the band's biggest hits, serving as the lead single from their debut studio album, Night Visions. The song achieved meteoric success, reaching the top of the charts in multiple countries and earning a Grammy nomination for Best Rock Performance. It has been featured in trailers for The Host, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Kingsman: The Secret Service, as well as in TV shows like Arrow and The Originals. But I'm a Million Different People. From One Day to the Next. This 1997 song is known for its iconic string arrangement, sampled from a recording by the Andrew Oldham Orchestra, and its emotional lyrics and vocals. The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony, Year, 1997 album, Urban Hymns, the iconic string arrangement that forms the basis of the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony, was actually sampled from an orchestral version of the Rolling Stones song The Last Time. The Verve had secured permission from Decca, the record label that released the orchestral version, to use a few notes of the original recording. But they ended up using a much larger portion of the string melody, leading to a legal dispute over songwriting credits. This Is How an Angel Dies, Blame It on My Own Sick Pride. This American alternative rock band was formed in Los Angeles in 2009 and is known for its energetic, high-octane sound and use of electronic and hip-hop influences. AWOL Nation, Sale, Year, 2011 album, Megalithic Symphony, AWOLNATION's, Sale, almost didn't make it onto the band's debut album because lead vocalist Aaron Bruno had low expectations for the song's commercial potential. But the hit became viral, peaking at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100 and earning multiple platinum certifications. It has been featured in movies like Disconnect, Two Night Stand, and The Loft, as well as in TV shows like Suits, Criminal Minds, and The Vampire Diaries. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. This British rock band was formed in London in the 1960s and is known for its powerful, high-energy sound and explosive live performances. The Who, Pinball Wizard, Year, 1969 album, Tommy, The Who's Pinball Wizard, came as a result of a poor reaction to the band's album, Tommy, from friend and music critic Nick Cohn. Knowing that Cohn was an avid pinball fan, and in hopes of a better review, Pete Townsend decided to make his Tommy character a pinball wizard. All the kids just getting out of school, they can't wait to hang out and be cool. This act was one of the most successful female rock bands of the 1980s and helped pave the way for other women in rock music. The Go-Go's We Got the Beat, Year, 1981 album, Beauty and the Beat, We Got the Beat, was a smash hit for the Go-Go's, reaching number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and helping to propel the album on which it appeared, Beauty and the Beat, to the top of the charts. The song's catchy, danceable sound and upbeat lyrics made it an instant classic. It has since been covered by everyone from the Chipettes to the cast of Glee. You Lyin' So Low in the Weeds, I Bet You Gonna Ambush Me. This band was formed in Seattle in the early 1970s and is known for its powerful vocals, intricate harmonies, and hard-rocking sound, which still inspires rock musicians today. Heart, Barracuda, Year, 1977 album, Little Queen, Heart's, Barracuda, was inspired by Ann Wilson and her sister Nancy's frustration regarding the lack of equality between men and women within and outside the music industry. Anne channeled her anger into writing Barracuda, which features biting lyrics and a hard-hitting, guitar-driven sound. They're forming in straight line, they're going through a tight wind. This American punk rock band was formed in New York City in the mid-1970s and is considered one of the pioneers of the punk rock movement. Ramones, Blitzkrieg Bop, Year, 1976 album, Ramones, The Ramones, Blitzkrieg Bop, was the opening track on the band's debut album, Ramones. The song's catchy chorus and simple, repetitive lyrics, Hey, Ho, Let's Go, became an instant punk rock anthem, which helped to establish the Ramones as one of the most exciting and influential bands of the 1970s. The song has since been covered by artists including Green Day, Rob Zombie, and The Offspring. Kathy, I Said As We Boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. This folk rock duo from New York City rose to fame in the 1960s and is known for their intricate harmonies, poetic lyrics, and timeless melodies. Simon and Garfunkel, America, Year, 1968 album, Bookends, Simon and Garfunkel's, America, was inspired by a road trip Paul Simon took with his then-girlfriend in 1964. The song's lyrics describe the couple's trip from Pittsburgh to Saginaw, Michigan, and capture the sense of adventure, longing, and uncertainty they felt traveling across the country. Hey, street boy, want some style? Your dead-end dreams don't make you smile. This all-women rock band from Los Angeles was big in the 1970s and is known for its rebellious attitude and provocative stage presence that challenged traditional gender roles. The Runaways, Cherry Bomb, Year, 1976 album, The Runaways, Cherry Bomb, helped to establish The Runaways as one of the most exciting and innovative bands of the 1970s, paving the way for future women rockers to follow. The song's lyrics, which celebrate the power and confidence of young women, became an anthem for generations of women rockers and helped break down barriers in the male-dominated world of rock and roll. We come from the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs flow. This British rock band was formed in 1968 and is known for its powerful and innovative sound that blended elements of blues, folk, and heavy metal. Led Zeppelin. Immigrant Song, Year. 1970 Album. Led Zeppelin III. Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song was inspired by the band's experiences touring in Iceland, and its lyrics are filled with references to Norse mythology and Viking lore. The song's driving rhythm, thunderous guitar riffs, and Robert Plant's soaring vocals helped establish the record as one of the band's most iconic and beloved tracks. With The Lights Out, It's Less Dangerous, Here We Are Now, Entertain Us. This band was a famous punk act in the early 1990s before its lead singer's life was tragically cut short. Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit, Year. 1991 Album. Nevermind. In a 1994 interview with Rolling Stone, lead singer Kurt Cobain told the outlet he was trying to write the ultimate pop song when he penned Smells Like Teen Spirit. Cobain added that he was basically trying to rip off the Pixies. The song was released in 1991 as the lead single from Nirvana's second album, Nevermind, and quickly became a massive hit that catapulted the band to mainstream success. My Shadow's The Only One That Walks Beside Me. Another one of this band's hit songs was also turned into a successful Broadway musical. Green Day. Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Year. 2004 Album. American Idiot, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, was released in 2004 as the second single from Green Day's album, American Idiot, which would win several awards, including a Grammy for Record of the Year. The song's music video, which features Billy Joe Armstrong walking alone down a deserted city street, also became an instant classic and has been widely parodied and imitated in the years since its release. He's never early, he's always late. First thing you learn is that you always gotta wait. This influential rock band in the 1960s and 70s was known for its avant-garde style and provocative lyrics that challenged societal norms and conventions. Velvet Underground. I'm Waiting for the Man, Year. 1967 Album. The Velvet Underground and Nico. I'm Waiting for the Man, is one of the Velvet Underground's most popular songs and tells the story of a person addicted to drugs waiting on a street corner to buy heroin from his dealer. The song was based on Lou Reed's real-life experiences buying drugs in New York City. I Dream at Night, I Can Only See Your Face. This iconic British rock band, formed in the late 1970s, was known for blending elements of punk, reggae, and pop to create a unique and distinctive sound. The Police. Every Breath You Take, Year. 1983 Album. Synchronicity, Every Breath You Take, is one of the Police's most well-known songs, which was released in 1983 as a single from their album, Synchronicity. The song was written by frontman Sting and is a haunting ballad that explores the darker side of love and obsession. Sting himself has described the song as very sinister and ugly, and has expressed surprise that it has been played at so many weddings. Criminal Record says I broke in twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. Despite criticism by some that their music is formulaic, this band has become one of the best-selling rock bands of all time, with over 50 million records sold worldwide. Nickelback. Photograph. Year, 2005. Album, All the Right Reasons. Photograph, is one of Nickelback's fan-favorite tracks and was written by lead vocalist Chad Kroeger as a nostalgic look back at his teenage years. The photograph featured in the music video is a real photograph of Kroeger as a child. Sometimes I Get the Feeling, She's Watching Over Me. This New Jersey-based band rose to fame in the mid-2000s with its unique blend of emo, punk, and pop influences. My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade. Year, 2006. Album, The Black Parade. Welcome to the Black Parade, was the lead single from My Chemical Romance's third studio album. The song was written by the band's lead vocalist, Gerard Way, and was inspired by the triumph of the human spirit over darkness. The song's grand, sweeping sound and lyrics about mortality have made it an enduring classic of the emo rock genre.